The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, What Price Glamour? The Green Hornet strikes again. And now, the Green Hornet. Michael Axford walked importantly across the city room. He knew that the city editor was in a bad mood when Gunnigan slammed down his phone.
Hung up on me. Well, what do you want, Axford?
Gunnigan, Reed wants to know about the Nancy Todd.
Nancy Todd?
She's the dame that went out on a special assignment.
You're telling me? Tell Reed that I'm still waiting for that special article. Tell him the dame hung up on me when I asked him about it. Tell him the private office went to a head. Tell... Oh, never mind. Come with me. I'll tell Nancy Todd a few things. Hang up on me, will she?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Gunnigan. Hello, Axford.
Hiya, Miss Todd.
Well, Miss Todd, it was very nice of you to take the trouble to come back and report to the office and all.
Oh, say that, Mr. Gunnigan. Go on and pan me, but I... Well, I saw things.
You saw things. Now, isn't that just peachy?
Where'd you go?
You keep on it.
But you said...
Shut up. So, you saw things, did you? Well, the Sentinel can't print impressions from your mind if you have one. We've got to have words. Maybe you didn't understand, Miss Todd. This is a newspaper. We print words, words, words. And we pay good cash for people to write those words.
Well, why didn't you tell me the sort of thing to look for when I went to that Lundquist place?
What are you talking about?
Why didn't you let me get set for what I was going to see?
Huh?
No, you wouldn't tell me. Just let me go there thinking it was a routine assignment and get shocked so dizzy that I haven't been able to see straight since.
Hold everything. What went on?
You mean that you saw something?
Oh, you'll get your story, Gunnigan. But it's not one that I can whip off the cuff.
Girlie, you must have seen something. You got something at the Lundquist joint.
Ha, ha, ha. Mister, I hit the jackpot.
Give me that phone.
You're going to get all you ask for.
Hold on, Nancy, wait a minute. Give me Reed's office. I'll tell Britt Reed. Maybe he'll want to hear what you've got to say. Maybe he'll want it covered from a special angle. Hello, Casey. Let me have the boss.
What do you mean, special angle?
You've heard of the Levinson bill?
No.
Wait. Hello, Reed? Say, Todd's got stuff. Okay to bring him in? Thanks. Come on.
Mr. Reed's office?
You ought to tell him what you saw happen.
I'll get the door.
What's this Levinson bill you mentioned?
It's a bill that's up before the state legislature. Calls for stricter regulations of beauty parlors.
They call them cosmeticians.
Oh.
The boss has put the Sentinel behind the bill.
Here we are.
Oh, Miss Case, Reed's expecting
you. I know. Go right in, Gunnigan.
You wait here a minute, Miss Todd.
Very well. Hold it, Axford.
I'm just going into Reed's office with Gunnigan.
Yeah, I know.
There's something in the wind.
There's a stack of newspapers on your desk. Now go through them and clip everything pertaining to beauty parlors.
But I was just...
Orders, Michael.
Now see here, Casey. I'm a reporter. What's more, you ain't want to give me orders.
Mr. Reed's instructions, Michael.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say so?
How are you, Nancy?
Oh, I guess I'll survive.
I hear you struck pay dirt.
Yeah, I went to one of those Lundquist places.
I know you did. Lundquist is a ringleader in the fight to defeat the Levinson bill.
Uh-huh.
If that bill goes through, Lundquist will be washed up.
He should be, the termite.
Yes, Mr. Reed?
Please send Miss Todd in.
Oh, that's me. I'm on my way.
You'd better get at these papers, Axford, and stop gaping.
Take a
chair, Miss Todd. Which one of the Lundquist places did you visit?
The big one, where they had the store in front.
That's the place at Orchard in Maine.
A store in front?
Yes, they sell Lundquist beauty creams and lotions, hair dyes, tonics, and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yes. Go on, Miss Todd.
Well, the girls around the place look like showgirls or something.
Probably were.
Lundquist pays stiff salaries for the girls. They're his best advertising.
Go on.
Well, when I went in, one of them started to put the pressure on me right off the bat. Tried to sell me a complete course of beauty treatments, exercises, and everything else. I told her I was interested only in a shampoo and finger wave.
Even that was taking a risk.
You should have been warned.
I told her to be careful.
Well, I had to have some reason for staying around to look the place over. I figured that I'd rather have them damage my hair than my face. My hair would grow out again.
Well, what happened?
Well, I went into one of the booths and just got settled in the chair when I heard a girl talking to the receptionist. The girl sounded a little panicky and kind of hysterical. I could hear everything. Where's the manager of this place?
Well, he's out right now. Is there anything I can do?
No, no, don't tell me he's out. I must see him.
In what connection?
It's none of your business.
I'm sorry, but Mr. Monroe's not in.
Then I'll wait. I'll wait right here until he comes in. When'll he be here?
Well, I'm not sure. In fact, I think he's out of the city.
You're lying to me. I know you are.
Don't call me a liar, dearie.
Sorry. Please tell me when I can see Mr. Monroe.
I'll leave your name and I'll have him call
you. Oh, he won't call me.
Bessie, if that girl and...
You are here.
Hmm?
You lied to me. You said Monroe was out.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to see you, Mr. Monroe.
Miss Bessie, who is this girl?
I don't know. She's kept that veil over her face.
You're the one that recommended the course of treatments. You're the one that guaranteed to take the freckles off my face.
Now, wait a minute, young lady.
You stole me that lotion. You guaranteed
it. Now, calm down.
Calm down. With my whole career ruined. I was a model. A professional model. And now look at me. You'll see why I wear this veil. Look what's beneath it. Good Lord. All of you, take a look.
No, just a moment. We'll take care of you.
You'll take care of me.
Calm yourself.
You've already taken care of me. For keeps. I've been to a specialist. My skin is covered with scar tissue. That's how you took care of me. I'm ruined. Now I'm here to take care of you.
A gun.
Look out. Look out with that gun.
I'll show you, Monroe. I'm just one of hundreds of people you've hurt. I'm one that's going to get even. You may beat a lawsuit. Try and beat a bullet.
Oh! Help!
Let me go!
I've got her. Get some help. Call the police.
I'll kill you. I will.
Try to shoot me.
I'll kill you.
You'll go where you belong.
I got the girl's name and address before the police came and took her away. Then I got out. I was ill. Oh, that poor girl's face. I suppose she'll be fined or jailed for packing a gun, too.
She could be a witness against that Lundquist outfit.
Get hold of her gun again. What's her name, Miss Todd?
Here it is. I got it from one of the girls there. Kitty Smith. She's living in a rooming house on 10th Avenue.
Gunnigan, this will give us some real ammunition to fight in favor of the Levinson Bill.
Yeah.
Just what will this Levinson Bill accomplish?
It will call for a rigid state inspection and examination of everything sold as beauty aids. People will be told frankly what some creams and lotions may do to their skins. There are a lot of other points. So-called beauticians will have to be qualified.
And it's about time.
After seeing that poor girl's face...
Get hold of Kitty Smith Gunnigan. Get her down here. I want her own story.
Yeah.
But is there any question about this Levinson Bill being passed?
There certainly is. Lundquist is leading a fight against it. And he has a lot of this kind with him. The bill would put them out of business. Their lobbyists are at work right now in the state capitol.
Come on, Todd. We'll find Kitty Smith.
Haven't they located Kitty Smith yet?
No, sir.
Why not? They've been hunting 24 hours.
I checked with the cops.
Find Kitty Smith. What about Lundquist?
He's not talking.
What's the matter with everyone? Where's Kitty Smith? Two days and still no sign of her.
We've been every place.
No one knows a thing.
Find Kitty Smith. A week.
No sign of Kitty Smith.
She's the keynote of our story. Get private detectives on the job.
Reed, if it's detectives you want...
I said detectives.
Did you see this article in the Daily Sentinel, Mr. Lundquist?
Yes, Monroe, I saw it.
The paper seems to be making an intensive search for that Smith girl.
You're the store manager... Took care of things, didn't you?
Yes,
and
but...
don't bother me with details.
I came here to tell you that we'll have to raise Bess Laverne's pay.
Hmm? And why?
She was in the shop when the Smith girl started all the trouble.
Well, what of it?
She followed the thing right through. She knows your lawyer got to the judge, paid a fine, and had Kitty Smith released. And she knows you took the girl to Doc Ravenel's private sanatorium.
How did she know that?
Bess gets around. She's no fool.
I'd like to...
I know. I'd like to get rid of her, too.
It's too sharp.
She also knows that you got Kitty Smith to sign a release, under the impression that the treatment she was going to get at Ravenel's place would give her a new skin. Now, I can keep Bess satisfied for a while. A little raise.
All right, all right. That's all that's necessary, then. As soon as this bill is turned down by the Senate, we needn't worry anymore. Right now, though, we've got to see that the girl's kept out of circulation.
The Sentinel would give a lot to get her story.
Don't I know it.
Her story might be all that's needed to put the Levinson bill through.
Doc Ravenel has plenty of stock in our chain. You better call on him. Tell him to be sure no one knows Kitty Smith's at his place. Keep her there as a mental case, and if necessary, use a straitjacket and a padded cell. He won't have any trouble. Girl has no family.
I'll tell him.
The Levinson bill will ruin us. We can't let it pass. Defeat it, no matter what it costs.
No matter what it costs, they'll do anything and everything to block the Levinson bill. If we could find Kitty Smith, we'd get a story that would jam that bill through in spite of what all the lobbyists could do.
But, Reed, as I've been saying for the past 10 days, we've been
trying... I know, Axford. We can't find Kitty Smith.
So what next? Should I go ahead and write my story?
No, it won't mean a thing without the girl to back it.
I've pooled all available information, Mr. Reed. After the attempted shooting, Miss Smith was taken into custody. Someone unknown paid a fine, and she was released. She left police headquarters, heavily veiled, got into a cab, and that's the last anyone has seen of her.
Axford, did you check the cab drivers?
Reed, have you got any idea of how many of them there are in this town?
Did you check with them?
Holy crow, I'm still checking, but so far I got nothing.
Who paid the girl's fine?
An attorney named Rodney Ridge. Gunnigan talked to him. He refuses to name the client who provided the money to pay the fine.
Rodney Ridge, eh?
His record ain't bad.
Well, we'll have to cross our fingers, Axford, and hope that you find that cab driver before it's too late. This is the last day. The Levinson bill comes up tomorrow.
Oh, golly. To find one cab driver in the whole city. I'd be lucky if the guy remembers her at all, to say nothing of remembering where he took her.
I'm counting on you, Axford.
And so am I. Here I sit with the story of the year, and I can't do a darn thing about it until you find the cab driver. Oh, gosh.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. And now, back to the Green Hornet. Apartment, Britt Reed told his faithful valet, Cato, about the girl who disappeared after attempting to shoot the manager of a Lundquist beauty salon. Cato was the only living person who knew that Britt Reed and the Green Hornet were the same individual.
The only way, Cato, is to make use of the role of the Green Hornet.
But how you do that, Mr. Britt?
One of three people is going to give me the information I want.
Yes?
I'm sure Monroe knows where to find the girl. Lundquist probably knows. There's also a lawyer named Rodney Ridge, and I think he's our best bet.
Well, you think he might talk?
I'm not sure that we can make him tell who paid Kitty Smith's fine or where she went, but we can check up on one point by going to his office.
What is that?
I want to go through his files and find out whether or not Lundquist or Monroe are listed among his clients.
Will you need Hornet disguise for that?
I'm going as the Green Hornet because if we find the name of Lundquist or Monroe, we're going other places after we leave the office. Come on, Cato.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button.
The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness. The car was left in the dark alley near the lawyer's office. A few moments later, Britt and Cato were in the office examining the files. This took some time.
Well, the last one, Cato. If we don't find something in this file, we're through.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Here's another group of L's. These may be special clients. Let's see now. Luke, Lumley, Lumdell, Lundquist. Here we are.
Is it the right one?
Yes. Lundquist retained Rodney Ritz to get the Smith girl out of jail. That means we're on the right track. Come on, Cato. We're calling on Rodney Ridge.
While Cato guided the black beauty through dark side streets toward the home of the attorney, Britt Reed replaced his mask with dark glasses and a false mustache. From a compartment, he drew out an old cap and a cheap topcoat. With his identity effectively concealed, he was ready to meet Rodney Ridge.
Have to see me at my office. I don't receive clients at home.
Didn't I tell you to call me Smith? Doesn't that name mean anything to you, Ridge? You paid a fine for a girl named Smith.
Oh.
She's disappeared. It looks to me like an abduction. And if you don't want to be involved in a mess, you'd better tell me where to find her. Maybe you can hold out on police and report it.
Professional ethics.
You're not talking to cops. You're talking to a guy named Smith. Remember?
Is the girl a relative or a sister?
What do you think? Where is she?
She left town.
Okay. That's the best you'll do.
What are you going to do?
Call the police. What do you suppose?
But you have no
Stand
reason.
Stand back.
A gun there.
You were the last one to see her, Ridge. I'm not going to waste time questioning you. Let the law do that. That's what the law's for.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait for what?
Put that phone down. I can't talk while you're calling the police.
I won't phone. It'll be far better to lodge my complaint in person. Just who was your client when you paid Kitty's fine?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Very well, Ridge. Have it your way. From now on, you can talk to the police.
Just a minute now, Cato. 2-1, he makes a phone call.
I open door a bit.
He's calling someone, just as we thought.
Is that you, Lewis? This is Ridge. The brother of Kitty Smith is on his way to the police.
Brother? Where did he come from?
I don't know, but he might make trouble for me. You've got to do something.
Now stop worrying. Everything is under control.
But it isn't. I don't know what you've done with the girl. I can't tell the police a thing, but they won't believe that. They think I'm shielding you.
Now wait a minute, Ridge. I'll tell you where the girl is. You can stall the police for a couple of days. The Levinson bill comes up tomorrow afternoon. As long as we can keep the girl until the day after tomorrow... Not a thing to worry about.
Where is she?
She's simply being held in Dr. Ravenel's sanatorium for treatment.
An asylum for the insane.
I have her signed release, you see. She thinks she's going to be treated for her scars. She can't make any charges. Now stop worrying about it, Ridge.
Well, I'm glad she's alive and in comparatively safe hands. Goodbye.
Indeed.
What? You?
Back again.
Well, you said you were going.
I waited around.
What? Then you heard...
I heard you calling Lundquist.
Eavesdropping. Well, Mr. Smith, let me tell you that anything overheard in that way cannot be used as evidence.
I'm not interested in legal evidence, Ridge.
But I...
This gun's the answer to a lot of things. And what's more, my name's not Smith.
Not Smith.
Lundquist told you where that girl was held.
But that is...
Come on, where is she?
I don't...
Speak up or you'll never get the chance to speak again.
I'm
not fooling, Ridge. You think I am? Take a look at this emblem and see who called himself Mr. Smith.
What's that?
Take a look.
The Hornet.
Right.
Green Hornet without a mask.
But effectively disguised. Now talk.
No. Now Lundquist will...
Lundquist won't do a thing. He's going to have more trouble than he can handle. Where is Kitty Smith?
Why, Why do you want to know?
Where is she?
Where is she? Stop that. Talk. Let go. Let go. I'll talk. You're breaking my arm.
Name the place.
Ravenel's. Dr. Ravenel's.
That's better.
What's it to you?
I need some cash to send her. $5,000, Mr. Ridge. Just enough to pay for her treatments at a famous clinic in the Midwest.
$5,000?
Just twice what Lundquist paid you.
How do you know what he paid me?
Come on, I'm in a hurry. Get the money.
No, I...
Must we start arguing all over again?
$5,000?
You keep cash on hand in case you need it for bail after your office is closed. Now, dig it out.
This is robbery. Armed robbery.
Tell it to the police. Come on, now, give out! Can't take much, can you?
I'll get the cash. It's in my desk.
Hurry up. I have a lot to do. How much more have you there?
None of your business.
You keep quite a sum here, don't you?
Get away from me.
I think the girl should be given something for her suffering. I'll take all that's there. You can make Lundquist repay you.
I've
heard enough from you, Ridge.
Hush up, you'll get...
Take it! That gas will hold you for a while. Only thing I regretted that this isn't Lundquist instead of Ridge. Come on in, Cato. You have the hypodermic?
Yes. Here it is.
I give him a shot, so he'll be sure to get 8 hours of sleep.
Yes, sir. There.
Now let's get out of here. We're not through. Kitty Smith is still in that sanatorium. I'll take the wheel. Get in, Cato.
I'm all in. And I flopped on me job.
Oh, Michael, you do look worn out.
All right. All night I've been speaking to cab drivers. And by God, it ain't the one in town that's seen this dame with the veil.
Well, where's Nancy Todd?
Oh, she's home sleeping, I guess. She gave up some time ago.
Hey, Axford!
Oh, golly, are you still around, Miss Todd?
If you want another fun, come on.
Huh? You got something?
Have I got something? Listen to this.
What is it?
It's a letter. It came by special messenger and addressed to me.
Well, from whom?
Well, listen, will you? Is Mr. Reed here?
No, he isn't in yet.
Well, here's what the letter says. I regret what we have done to Miss Smith. Will you please see that the enclosed is delivered to her at Dr. Ravenel's sanatorium?
Suffering snake.
Dr. Ravenel?
Holy crow, that means that's where she is.
You're telling me.
And what's it that's to be delivered to her?
There was an envelope enclosed and 10,000 smackers in cold cash.
Good gravy.
10,000?
And who do you think signed the letter?
Who?
The Green Hornet.
What are we waiting for? Come on, we got to get out to Doc Ravenel's.
What's all the commotion in here?
Mr. Reed, the break has come.
A letter?
The Green Hornet signed it.
And we found Kitty Smith.
Kitty Smith?
The dame you wanted for a special story.
Story I've been saving.
Where is she?
Dr. Ravenel's.
It's the sanatorium outside the city.
Now get to her. Get to her right away. Get that story and get back here in time for the next edition.
That's what I was saying.
There's still time to get the story in the papers before the legislature votes on that Levinson bill. Now, if we can flood the Capitol with that story splattered all over page one with pictures of the girls, sworn statements... Well, get on, get going. Take a photographer.
Come on, Nancy.
And Axford.
Huh?
If you get the runaround, get tough. The Sentinel will back you.
Bingo! Come on, sister. You're going to see Mike Axford in action.
Give me that phone. Give me the desk. Miss Case, get the composing room on the other phone.
Yes, sir.
Jenks, stand ready for a big story. We've located Kitty Smith. Axford and Nancy Todd are on their way out there now.
Who's composing?
Now take this phone. Get the district attorney's office. Axford may need help when he gets out there.
Very well.
Hello? Stand ready for a replay on page one in about half an hour. Axford and Todd are bringing in the story of the year. I want to devote the whole page to it. We'll hit the Senate with an atomic bomb. Hello? Hello? Give me Lowry. How about the district attorney, Miss Case?
Well, I'm getting him.
Hello, Lowry. Get going on the Levinson bill. Full front page next edition. We'll build around Kitty Smith's own story.
The district attorney's on the phone, Mr. Reed.
Hello, Martin. You've been wanting to get something on Dr. Ravenel's place for some time. Well, here's your chance. Get men out there in a hurry. Axford is already on his way there. You'll find a woman by the name of Kitty Smith held there against her will, so her case couldn't be used as publicity for the Levinson bill. Do you need any further information? I didn't think so. Good luck. Bye. Now, Miss Case, we'll wait for the blow-off.
Better let me do the talking, Miss Todd.
Yes?
We came for Kitty Smith.
No one here by that name.
Oh, golly, the runaround. Now listen, you're getting one more chance.
We want to see Miss Smith.
I said there's no one here
Oxford,
by that name.
You promised not to waste time.
I'm going in and see for myself.
We are, huh? Well, now listen here, big boy.
Don't get in my way. Stand aside.
You can't go in.
Who said so?
Oh, brother.
Come on, Nancy. We'll find that dame. There's the cops. By golly, now you'll see things.
The cops? They'll get you for stalking that guy.
Like fun. Them guys are my pals. Hey, Martin, Burke, come on in. We're getting Kitty Smith.
Help! Help! Let me go!
Expert, there she is.
Come on, boys. The spalpeens are holding that dame against the will.
No, get out.
Hey, get out of here.
Adam, get the dame.
We got orders. Do as Mike says. Faster him. Use your club.
Hey, that's it. Make him a pipe. Back him,
this way, miss. Come on, Nancy. We'll take her out. The boys can handle things.
Don't you worry, Kitty. Everything's going to be all right.
You bet it is. Lundquist will get the works as though Ravenal. You're going to be all right, and here's cash on the line to prove it.